Man, Steve Jones is going down. This is Unscripted, and y'all know what it is. Hey, I've been away for a minute. I'm back now, and I'm so happy to be back. I'm glad y'all stayed with me through all of this time. But I promise, say from now on, we're not gonna have that many more separations of time like we had. Okay, a lot of stuff has been going on. A lot of stuff we've been missing. A lot of stuff I've been meaning to get with you guys and talk to y'all about. But the timing just wasn't right. But now we got the time, so it's going down. This episode is called Migraine Madness. Some of y'all may be wondering, why we talk about this? What's that all about? I'm gonna fill you in. I'm gonna tell you what it is. All right, all y'all know, I'm from TX, the South, Texas. You know what I'm saying? And we got a big issue when it comes to these migrants. A lot of y'all may know issues with the border. It ain't just a state issue, it's a United States issue. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just getting, pissed off about a lot of stuff that's been going on. And, I feel like I gotta share it with my people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm bringing it to y'all's attention. For y'all that don't know, a lot of stuff is going on. Y'all need to be aware of your surroundings, aware of what's going down. Because a lot of things that are happening, that's not just happening down here in the South, but it's happening on the East Coast, Midwest, and also on the West Coast too. And what I mean by that with this migrant madness is, well, the last couple of years, the U.S. has been doing a bad job for protecting us from these migrants that's coming over. Now, I'm not talking about the ones that's coming over here that's trying to get an education, trying to live a good life. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about the ones that's trying to get over here, not take advantage of the situation, but they're coming for reasons of asylum, in their countries, whether it be South America, or wherever. They're coming over here because they want to get away from a lot of the violence that's going on down there and the poverty that's down there. I'll be one of the main ones that would tell you, anybody who's coming over here for a better life, I'm all for that. I ain't against it. But I am against the ones that's coming over here manipulating the system. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all a while back, some of my buddies that stay in South Texas have been complaining because everywhere you go, they over here. And they're just not really being productive. Some of them. Not all of them now. I mean, you can't really be, too mad at a lot of them that's here because they don't have anywhere else to go. Yeah, they could have stayed in their own country. They could have waited until the papers got ready, but the system is so jacked up right now. While Biden is in office, he needs to do something about it. I've written to Biden. Of course, I ain't got no answer back yet, but election time is coming up. We're gonna see what happens. You know what I mean? This is a top issue that I got, and a lot of other people feel the same way, that I've talked to, that's hit me up on social media, and also that's hit me up too on my email address. In fact, let me go ahead and drop my email address for y'all that don't know. It's djones72@gmail.com. You can hit me up there. You can hit me up at Twitter. At D Jones, well, not Twitter anymore, but X. You can hit me up there. You can also hit me up on the YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all might be watching this on YouTube because, of course, we're on there right now. And I am asking you to subscribe too, because you're going to be eligible to catch a lot of behind the scenes things that go on and a lot of contests that we get ready to start. Having to do we get ready to kick off. So just a reminder to y'all, tell your friends about it, tell your mom and them about it, your cousin them, your co-workers, everybody, tell them about this. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, we get ready to go deep, 2024. It's getting ready to go down. And I do want to thank and I appreciate everybody who's been watching, who's been supporting the show, for the last couple of months. We getting ready to come up on a year. And man, let me tell you, I can't believe time has gone by so fast, but it has, you know what I'm saying? And I'm really, really happy about that. And I really want to thank y'all. We've been supported by a lot of people throughout the world. It's not just the US, it's all over. Give shout out to people over there in Germany. We got some strong people who watch us over in Germany, also in Africa, in the Middle East, and Antarctica. I've also had somebody who hit me up over there. So, they're catching this. They're catching the vapors, you know what I'm saying, which is a good thing. I love it. I love it, And I'm glad that I can get the message out, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. And so I just want to thank everybody. Oh, and also my people up at NY, I got y'all's message, I got your text. And yes, I am coming back up that way. I know it's been a minute since I've been there, but I'm coming back. I'm gonna put that on my schedule sometime, probably the 1st of June, maybe July, something like that. But I'm gonna get back up that way. And when I get up the way, yeah, I'm gonna hit you up. You know who I'm talking about. I know you watching. I ain't gotta call your name, but you know what time it is. I'm gonna hit you up. I didn't get a chance to get with you last time I was there, but tell your people I said what's up. I'm coming this time. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. I'm gonna holler at you when I get there. Hit me up. You got all my contact information. Y'all know what time it is. But let me get back to what I'm saying though, y'all, because this is really, really serious. And I'm really, kind of ticked off about this, And everybody who is American, who's paying bills, who is struggling, everybody who got the income tax back and it wasn't what they thought it should have been, y'all should be pissed off, because I know I am. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this: how can the government give money to these migrants and help them before they're helping their own people? That's the question I asked for President Biden. I still ain't got an answer back yet. So I'm gonna go to the vice president. Does she know? Does she wanna answer? Somebody gonna have to give some answer. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I can't go over to Europe. I can't go over to Canada without having a plan, without having some money, some serious G's in my pocket to where, hey, I'm here in a new country. I want to be a Canadian. What do I need to do? I got some money to last me for about, the next 2 years until I'll be able to work where I can get on a work visa or just whatever. Have a plan. You got people coming over here crossing the Texas border with no damn plan. Broke. They don't have money for hotels. They spent their money on coyotes getting them over here. Some of them, not all of them. But they spent their money getting over here. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm not knocking the ones who's really coming for legitimate reasons, who's coming to really make a better living for themselves and their families. But do it the right way. A couple of weeks ago, they got into a scuffle in El Paso with some of the soldiers. They bum rushed the border. A few of them, not all of them, but it was just a few of them that tried us. And I mean, come on, man, this is getting out of hand. That's very disrespectful. You trying to come over into our country forcibly, and some of the soldiers, end up getting tangled up. That's wrong. I don't care how you look at it. That's crazy. That's wrong. You should be prosecuted to the highest level. Anybody else that don't believe that? We got problems. We got problems. You can't be no tender heart about this. You know what I'm saying? You really can't. Real is real. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. You come over here the right way, I don't have no problem with it. I'm cool with it. I'm okay with it. I understand. I'm a father of two. And I got grandkids. So I want the best for all my family. You know what I mean? So I understand them coming over here because in some of those countries, they living in poverty big time. Some of them, not really eating that well. The medical conditions are bad. They got the cartel over there running everything and, doing what they want to do, and a lot of people ain't with that, and they're like, hey man, look, I can't deal with this. We're trying to get out of here, make a better life for our family. We got people up in the US, we want to get with them. I understand. I ain't tripping about that. But the ones that want to come over here and make a mockery of the whole situation, like for instance, this one clown, I'm not gonna mention his name, but he's pretty high on social media. I don't know why y'all following this punk ass, but anyway, a lot of y'all are following him, and he made a comment a while back talking about he's coming to America. He's from South America, illegal migrant that's over here. He's coming over here to take what's his, to make his stake in America, to get all he can get out of America. He all on social media flashing money, saying that, hey, y'all, and encouraging other people to come over here, encouraging other people to be squatters. Come over here, come stay at this place, come stay at that place. It's abandoned houses. They can't kick you out. They can't make you leave. He's encouraging people to come up here and do wrong. You know what I'm saying? As a homeowner, as a person with properties, that you're trying to rent out or whatever, that's bad on us because let's say somebody is squatting in your area, you got to kick them out. But you got to do it the legal way, which means treat them basically as if they're a tenant in some states. I don't know about every state, but I know in a lot of states you got to do that, which is freaking ridiculous to me. To me, there's other ways that that's going to be handled. If you get in any of my properties down here in Texas, I got something for you. So you can try that mess if you want to. Texas won't be the state you be wanting to be in, believe that. But this nut is encouraging it. He's on social media, flashing money, talking about he taking what's his in America. Just making a mockery of it. But I'm glad ISIS caught up with his ass and they arrested him. So he should be on his way back, hopefully. And so we'll see who gets the last laugh with that. I didn't think that was funny at all. I didn't think it was really a smart thing to do. I thought it was really offensive, what he's doing. And a lot of people are trying to come over here trying to do the right thing. But then you got, knuckleheads like that that's making it bad on people. You know what I'm saying? Especially in this spot right here, one of my favorite spots, New York City. Some of my friends, and yes, like I said, I'm coming up there. I will be back. I'm not playing. I will be back. This time we're gonna kick it when I get up there. But anyway, I've been told so many stories, about how these little guys, they're all teaming up, starting their own little gangs up there. They're going in stores. They're robbing people in the city, going into Manhattan. And I'm like, what? I can't believe it. I can't see that. And a while back, they had a shootout in the middle of Manhattan in broad daylight between one of the cops. They tried to rob a spot, and they're trying to get their little gangs together and team up to do little, pickpocketing and all this and that, and trying to rob, different little mom and pop spots all across the city of New York. And some of these guys are young as 15, 16, 17 years old. How you gonna come to America and do crimes like this? You trying to be over here to help yourself, to better yourself, but yet you want to do criminal activity here? You ain't even an American. And you trying to come over here and rob us and do us like this? Man, get out. Get out. Y'all got to go back wherever the hell y'all came from. We got enough to worry about in crime in some of these cities besides dealing with people that ain't even from here coming over here and committing crimes. Y'all be messed up, man. But you know what? The NY ain't the only spot that's been affected by that. You know, I've heard a lot of stories too about people up in Philly. They're saying the same thing. It's getting ridiculous. These people all over the place. I guess they ain't got nowhere to go. You know, the city's doing the best that they can, trying to house some of them, trying to feed some of them. But then some of them, I guess they feel like that ain't enough. They want to rob, they want to steal, they want to turn to life of crime. You're making it bad on yourself, and you're making it bad on other people. Like I said, all migrants aren't bad. They aren't. But when situations like this happen, it makes it bad on all of them. It does. You know, and like I said, East Coast ain't the only one affected by it. Chi-town, where my stepbrother's at. You know what I'm saying? I hear the same thing. You know, it's getting ridiculous out there. It's getting crazy. Chi-town has enough killings going on. You know, they don't need no help. They don't need y'all to come out from South America and every other little spots you from, third world countries, and you want to come over here, but you want to make a living and do this and that because you want to set up criminal activity over here, you know, rob Americans, hard-working Americans that's taking care of your ass. You know what I'm saying? We paying taxes, which our tax money is being used to feed y'all, to house y'all, to transport y'all back and forth to different places. It's got so bad, some of the people in Chicago can't even get help. But yet here y'all come over here and we rolling out the red carpet for y'all. And some of y'all ain't got enough sense to appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? They want to get together and do crimes and steal, you know, from us. Not a good look at all. Not a good look. This is terrible. It's a good thing I hadn't ran for Congress or run for office or something. But maybe I need to make a spotlight on this mess that's going on. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. What other country is doing this? Why don't y'all go to one of them countries? Why does everybody want to come to America? Because it's an easy free ride? Is that why? LA, West Coast. What's up, LA? What's up, Watts? You know what I'm saying? Compton, Inglewood. What is really going on the West Coast? I don't get it. You know, same thing over there. It's all over. All over the US. We're all getting affected by this. So, I mean, we got to push on this election time that's coming up for stronger border policy. A policy that's going to be real, a policy that's going to be fair, of course. But this is some bull, man. Something's got to be done about this. You know, because it's just getting worse and worse. And there's more and more people lining up at the border every day trying to get over here. Okay, now why y'all want to get over here? You want to get over here to do crimes? Or do you want to get over here, you know, the right way? Make a living, support your family, you know, live a good life. If you want to do that, fine, I'm good with that. I'm okay with that. You want to come over here, better yourself, get your education, you know, be productive in society? I'm good with that. I ain't tripping on that. But when you come over here, you rob, steal, kill, shooting up places, you know, trying to be gangster. No, I ain't with that at all. I ain't with that at all. You know, you need to take yourself home back to whatever country you came from with all that. That's not right. That ain't cool. Ain't nothing cool about that. Ain't nothing, you know, thuggish about that, gangster, whatever y'all want to call it. Squash it. And we ain't having it over here. You know, so if we got to go a little bit further, you know, reach more congressmen, reach more senators, you know, and really get the word out, you know, hey, and that's what we need to do because we really have to be strong on this, man. We got enough stuff going on with our kids. There was a shooting over here in South Dallas, earlier this week. Every time you look up, there's a school shooting going on. America has too much going on right now to be dealing with some mess, and this mess with the border. Something's got to be done. Really, for real, something's got to be done. We just have to pray about it. We have to put somebody in office that's going to really do something. I don't know if Trump's going to do it. I don't know if Biden's going to do it. We really ain't got nobody we can really vote for. Trump has his history. Biden has his history. But is any one of them really for the average American? What have they really done? They did good with the stimulus. I'm gonna give a shout out on that. They did good with stimulus, but then it's like they put more money out for other countries. Look at the new policy that's going out right now, over there for the Ukraine, Palestine war that's going on. How many billions are they sending over there? You know what them billions can do here in the US? And then the Border Patrol can't even keep, people out, and that's not really doing what it's supposed to do, That policy is so screwed up. I mean, how hard is it to write and execute a good Border Patrol policy that makes it fair and equal, for everybody who's trying to come over? But for one, they need to stop this. We need to stop the border right now. We need to stop it. We need to close it. Close that mug up until y'all can get a good policy going that's fair. You know what I'm saying? And something that can be, productive. Because right now it's out of control. It's out of control. You're far behind on processing people over here, and this is just ridiculous. It's getting crazy. And then, like I said, some of the people coming over here, they coming over here, committing crimes, and then they running back over to Mexico. That's not right. That's not right. Now, if your family or you was affected by one of these nuts coming over here, stealing, robbing, and killing somebody in your family, and then they burn off and go back to Mexico, I think you would get that a little bit more personal. Wouldn't you, senators? Wouldn't you, governors? Wouldn't you, vice president and president of the US? Y'all writing all these laws and everything, putting them into place. But are y'all really looking at the average American? I don't think so. I don't think y'all really have our best interests in mind. And I think it's time we need to stand up, America, do something about it. But I need to stop too right now because I've been messed around and got banned on everything. But I'm just telling y'all how I feel, what I'm saying? And I'm gonna get with y'all a little bit later because right now I'm pretty hot. And like I said, I don't wanna, say the wrong thing and really, really, mess things up. But anyway, I will be back with y'all later. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. One love, D Jones, unscripted. I'll get back with y'all later. Peace.